You and I are both alumni of the Department of Justice, and it has a long bipartisan tradition of staying outside of partisan politics, of simply and fairly enforcing the law. I will say right now, if I believed that you would implement policies, even policies I agreed with, contrary to law, I would vote against your confirmation. And the reason I am so enthusiastically supporting your confirmation is I have every degree of confidence you will follow the law faithfully and honestly. And that is the first and most important obligation of the Attorney General.
Plus, I like your hair.
You had to see the expression on Jeff Sessions' face when Senator Ted Cruz is talking to him.
Because it went on forever, so it was supposed to be a Q&A, and his statement, I don't know, was there even a question at the end of it? I don't think so.
It really wasn't any great. He used his 10 minutes to basically applaud Jeff Sessions. And I think that Jeff Sessions has done a pretty good job of defending himself up there today and explaining his positions. And it turns out that there is a difference when you're on a campaign trail and the kinds of things you say is a campaign trail. And then other things, if you want to be Attorney General, isn't that right, Michael Steele?
That is absolutely right. Absolutely right. I think he did a very good job today. And even when Dick Durbin was trying to come at him, and a few other Dems were trying to come at him and try to trip him up over, whether or not he, had authority over some cases, civil rights cases in 1986 or not, he handled that very well. They failed to make the point stick. And I think that, the concerns now, tomorrow's session will probably be a little bit more drama. You're going to have a number of folks come out who clearly will have an agenda to execute on, but that'll be against him. But I think for the most part, the Trump team should be very happy with what happened today.
Yeah, I think this is very based on today. And again, tomorrow could be a totally different story.
Right.
I doubt it, though. He handled himself well. He backed off certain things that. The Hillary thing, I think, is the most fascinating. Mm-hmm. I think it was Senator Whitehouse from Rhode Island, I believe it was during that mm-hmm. questioning, asked him if there was if he ever chanted "lock her up."
Right.
And he said, not to his recollection, did he ever do it, but he was certainly there when it was being chanted. And it made me wonder if perhaps they do have him on tape doing that,
Sessions is a smart man and he gets the political right. He's not Flynn. General Flynn, who not only would probably say the words, but then retweet them and provide you with the score and the lyrics to go with it.
Right, and then look through your soul while he's telling you about it with those eyes that penetrate you like a 50 caliber round.
So, I don't think, and if they do, then that would have been a good time to play it. Maybe they'll play it tomorrow if they have him saying that. But campaigns are one thing. He didn't know he'd be the Attorney General of the United States. He didn't know he'd be proposed for the position. I just always find that to be somewhat of a specious way to kind of, hang somebody.
Well, and he backed out of it. He also backed out of the whole notion that he was going to be a part of anything about. He doesn't like the idea of independent prosecutors. He says that history has proven that they often have bad unintended consequences, that he would not be a part of prosecuting her. He would recuse himself from that.
Yeah, recuse himself. So, I mean, I think he's not given the Trump administration a lot of wiggle room in terms of what he would do as Attorney General, thereby making it more difficult for them to pursue certain things, because the Attorney General himself wouldn't be a part of that, and that puts a pall over the whole exercise if the Attorney General has to recuse himself from any prosecution or investigation of someone.
Michael Steele, let me ask you about defending his record on race, which is a big part of what he was doing today and he might have to do tomorrow as well. Everyone is talking about going into these. The big headline about Sessions is that he was denied an appointment to the bench as a federal judge for allegedly making racist comments back in '86. And some of those are now coming out, and he's defending that record. record. He seemed, as Roe was saying, to do a very good job at it. What do you make of what was said in the past, what you believe was said, and how he's handling it?
Well, I don't put a lot of stake in it. You know why? Because Cory Booker is going to have a lot of cheese to swallow tomorrow if he goes down that road, because he is on the record in written statements just recently, this past year, praising Sessions' civil rights record and thanking him for being a part of the effort when they did the whole the remake of the walk across in Selma, walk across the bridge and all that. Well, Sessions was very much involved in that. He was very supportive of it and was praised for it. So if you had a concern about this man's legitimacy on race, I think you would have it then. And now, if you have it just because he's in a political context being nominated for attorney general, it again makes it very difficult for you to lay a credible case against him. And I don't think they have, honestly.
There's another piece of that, too, which is the case that they cite is a case in which he prosecuted people who went to the polls, African-Americans who went to the polls who weren't properly registered.
Right.
And he prosecuted them. Now, here's what his explanation was today, was that he was doing that. The people whose identities they were claiming to be were African-Americans. And
right. Well, he brought the case on behalf of African-Americans. I mean, the people that he represented behind the case were black folks who were making the claim. So this wasn't some white man going rogue on black voters' access to ballots.
Right.
I think when you look at the facts of the case that were laid out then, he got caught up in that hot scissor on race. The Democrats were very good at playing that card back in the 1980s. He was not prepared for it, and he paid the price for it. But I think now when you look at it, he's better able to give you the context of the lawsuit that was brought, why it was brought, who were behind that suit. It looks less and less like, oh, he didn't want black people to have access to the ballots. No, he, you know, on behalf of a number of African Americans brought this suit because there was something wrong with their ability to access the ballot, and he wanted to get it right, and he wanted to get it fixed. So I think it's one of those things that becomes very clear when you really put the light on it. And the Democrats, you know, they like to go for the headline. They like to go for the, right. The gotcha. And I thought he handled that very well, and he was very steadfast in his response.
Yeah, my guess is, even though there was a lot of talk that the Democrats want to pick off at least one of these.
It won't be him.
But it will not be him.
No.
And, who will it be?
Well, you know...
I don't know who it'll be. My bet is it probably won't be anyone. I mean, who do they stop? I mean, how do they stop them? They don't have the numbers to do it. McConnell is prepared to play the nuclear card if he has to. So I just don't know if this is the fight where they'll do it. They may save it for the Supreme Court.
Yeah. That'd be my guess. And I think Tillerson's going to get a lot of tough questions, but I think he gets through as Secretary
DeVos
of State.
DeVos will have a tough time. DeVos will, of all the nominees.
Betsy DeVos, the education.
Betsy DeVos
pick.
Will probably have the toughest one. And if I had any inkling of anybody going down, it would probably be her bid, simply because of the array of opponents that would be aligned against her. Starting with the National Teachers Union Association. Now, of course, all of these players, just like our good friend who stood before the Golden Globes the other night and waxed poetic about Donald Trump, all of these folks, whomever they are, representing an agenda that is out of step with the country, as clearly indicated in this election. So the more they do that, the harder that Trump vote becomes. And the more difficult it becomes to break it for Democrats. They need to listen to guys like Joe Manchin, and others who are saying there is a workaround here, folks. And it starts with, I think it was a member of Congress from Kentucky, said the same thing yesterday, Democrat. You're going about this the wrong way, and we've got to pay attention to those people who live between New York, D.C., and L.A., because that's where the vote is. And it's not, we're not going to get it the way we're going. So it's going to be fascinating to see that battle play itself out, because all the progressive hardliners are like, full throated, as we saw with the protest today from Code Pink to others, standing up and screaming in the hearing. People sitting at home looking at that going, sit your ass down. So, that's
Come on, man.
Even if they do represent the feelings of a lot of Americans. It just seems
If they represent the feelings of a lot of Americans. And, a lot of people, you're right, Anna, who say, oh, well, she got 3 million more votes than he did. Yeah, but he won. And in the words of President Obama, election of consequences.
Yes.
And so these are now the consequences. You're going to have a very conservative cabinet. You're going to have very conservative Supreme Court nominees. And if the Republicans do this right, then they can put in place a governing majority well into the future. If they get it wrong,
Yeah.
There it is.
Yes. And they... They have snatched victory from or defeat from the jaws of victory a number of times over the years.
So many times.
We'll just have to see what happens here. But Jeff Sessions impressed me today. It'll be interesting to see with Michael Flynn and some of the other folks, the Mad Dog Mattis. Mad Dog's going to get up there. I think Mad Dog Mattis is going to be very, I think people are going to find he's very smart, level-headed, center-viewed military guy.
Yeah.
And that's going to be, as much as Trump wants to, build him up as one thing, he's very, very, very respected.
Well, what will happen...
Flynn, on the other hand, does Flynn have to go for confirmation? He's an advisor.
He's an advisor.
Like Jared
right.
Kushner. By the way, is Michael Flynn married to any of Donald Trump's relatives?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. He can be paid then.
Least none that have been disclosed, no.
I mean, I have to ask you, I know you're a Republican and all, but don't you think that's using some equity here early that he may need to have stored up?
Yeah, I just I have a whole real issue with the family thing. I get it, and I know these guys have been in your orbit and they, tell you stuff. But this is a game for professionals. I mean, it just is. As much as we hate and rail against politics and those professionals in it, it doesn't mean that there aren't some good eggs out there who do get this concept of putting people first, draining the swamp, et cetera, et cetera, who have the background and expertise in governing and in government that can be very helpful to the Trump administration.
Got it.
So I don't know what Jared will tell him that those folks wouldn't, but it'll make for interesting copy.
Yes, for sure. It's gonna be very entertaining. You know what? It's job security for all of us. Thank you very much,
yes,
Michael Steele.
Is, my friend.
Thanks, Michael.
All right. We will
Bye,
see
guys.
You. Thank you. Michael Steele, former chairman of the Republican National Committee, and now, of course, on MSNBC as a political analyst. Violetta Patermenix got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.